Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. She was the first British-based racehorse ever to win a Breeders' Cup race, and this weekend the New York Racing Association remembers her with a stakes race named in her honor. Her name was Pebbles. Foaled on February 27, 1981 in Great Britain, Pebbles was a chestnut filly with a blazed face. She was small and delicate, with trainer Clive Britton saying that she reminded him of a French model. He attributed the filly's quick turn of foot to her sire, Sharpen Up, while saying that her stamina came from her mother. Despite her European origins, Pebbles carried strong American influences in her pedigree. Her paternal great-grandsire was native dancer, named Horse of the Year in the U.S. for 1954, while her maternal family was the same one which produced Round Table, the 1958 U.S. Horse of the Year, and winner of three consecutive titles as America's top turf horse. Stabled with Clive Britton at Newmarket, some 65 miles north of London, Pebbles began her racing career in 1983 by winning two of six starts as a juvenile. She returned as a three-year-old to win the 1,000 guineas at Newmarket, a performance which was sufficient to convince Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum of the Dubai royal family to purchase her for an undisclosed price. The rumor was that the Sheikh had paid $3.5 million U.S. for the filly, but his advisors told the media that the price had been considerably less. Regardless, Sheikh Mohammed, a man who had 300 horses in training worldwide at the time and who had never counted Clive Britton among his trainers, chose to retain Mr. Britton as the trainer of Pebbles. It would prove to be a wise decision. That's not to say there weren't a few bumps in the road. At Royal Ascot in June of 1984, Pebbles was the beaten favorite in the 1 mile coronation stakes, and she sustained an injury soon thereafter, which kept her away from the races for 4 months. When she came back to the races that fall, though, she gave a sterling account of herself by finishing runner-up by a neck against males in the Champion Stakes at Newmarket. The following year, as a four-year-old in 1985, Pebbles made history by becoming the first victorious filly in the 99-year history of the Eclipse Stakes at Sandown. She carried 130 pounds that day and showed the ability to stretch beyond a mile, going a mile and a quarter and beating males under jockey Steve Cawthon. 3 months later, in October, in the Champion Stakes at Newmarket, Cawthon was committed to ride Epsom Derby winner Slip Anchor. Ireland's Pat Ettery would get the call on Pebbles. The filly would respond by beating males once again, finishing three lengths clear of Slip Anchor and winning her second stakes at a mile and a quarter. The victory in the Champion Stakes convinced Sheikh Mohammed to send his filly to Aqueduct Racetrack in New York for the $2 million Breeders' Cup turf. Not originally nominated to the Breeders' Cup, Pebbles would have to be supplemented for $240,000. She would also have to stretch to a mile and a half while negotiating the tight left-hand turns of a 7-furlong turf course. It was a lot to ask, even of a filly which trainer Britton had already declared to be the filly of the century. Britton, who described Pebbles as very intelligent, said the filly was so intelligent that she often got bored with her surroundings. She liked activity. As a result, she loved the sights and sounds of New York, of Aqueduct, and of Breeders' Cup Week. In fact, she thrived on it. On November 2, 1985, Pebbles went to the post as the 2-1 betting choice in the Breeders' Cup turf at Aqueduct before a crowd of 42,000. She got away near the back of the 14-horse field. She was checked twice as she tried to begin moving up the rail. She was impeded sharply on the final turn. But as Tom Durkin would note in his call, this was a super filly.
Pebbles with racing room now, and a daring move by Pat Ettery, and Pebbles has taken the lead. It's Pebbles now in front. Strawberry Road coming after her from the outside. Strawberry Road and Pebbles, they're dueling to the finish. Pebbles is game and determined. Strawberry Road driving hard. They're running out of ground. England super filly. Pebbles has won it. And Pebbles saving every bit of ground. Pat Ettery, a daring move at the top of the stretch, moved her through a narrow opening as the field turned for home and went on to victory in this $2 million turf classic.
Breaking the Aqueduct course record by covering the 12 furlongs in 2 minutes 27 seconds flat, Pebbles had shot up the rail in the final furlong to become the first British-based horse ever to win a Breeders' Cup race. Jockey Pat Ettery called her a brilliant runner, saying, "You simply wait for holes to open and she goes right through them." Clive Britton called it the filly's most satisfying win because of the mile and a half distance, the most demanding of her career. Pebbles would retire from racing following her Breeders' Cup triumph, having won 8 of her 15 career starts with $1.4 million in earnings. Entering the broodmare band at Sheikh Mohammed's Darley operation, she produced 11 foals and enjoyed a 4-year retirement before passing away in September of 2005 at the age of 24. The New York Racing Association remembers Pebbles tomorrow on Sunday, September 19th, with the Pebbles Stakes for 3-year-old fillies at 1 mile on the turf at Belmont Park. And we join them in remembering the English filly who captured America's heart. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.